And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time of the week where we do car reviews. Richard, what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad, so drove a really fun car, a fun sedan. It is an EV. It is the Hyundai Ioniq 6. This was the limited version, which is the long range. It has the long range and the all-wheel drive with 20-inch wheels. Price as it was tested, Dad, with no brakes, you know, no EV credits, which we'll talk about actually after this review a little bit, about $56,000. Range on this vehicle, because that's something that you talk about a lot when we talk about the EVs, and the range on this was just over 300 miles, which is really good, Dad, for a car of this size, and it was really efficient. And some of you are going to say, well, of course, Richard, it's an EV and an electric vehicle. Of course it's efficient. Well, Dad, some of the other cars in this segment, maybe they might have a similar size battery, but they're just not as efficient, so they can maybe only go 270 miles or so on a full charge. This vehicle, Dad, fully charged can get you over 300 miles, which really is great, especially if you're able to charge this vehicle with a, you know, an upgraded charger at your house. One nice feature, Dad, and we'll kind of get into the apportionments as far as that goes, is on this vehicle, if you wanted to and you met all of the right conditions, you can go from about 10% to 80% in 18 minutes. And so some of the things that we talk about as far as range anxiety and some of that, you can sort of, not completely remove, but really minimize some of those concerns depending on where you're driving this vehicle at, kind of the area with which you're in. This was first introduced at in 2023, minor revisions kind of to this year. If you're over 6 foot tall, the headroom's a little bit funky, especially in the rear seat. Even the front row seat,
right,
we had Walt in it. He's about 6'4". He had to kind of lean that seat way back. But myself, about 5'10", not any issues, Dad, getting in and out of the car. Responsiveness was fantastic for those that haven't driven the EVs, Dad. You know, they don't. This one isn't even, I guess I would even call it a performance EV, and you're right around there about 4 to 5 seconds from 0 to 60. Really a fun car to drive. All the nice apportionments on the interior, the infotainment system that Hyundai's done works really, really well. Operates fantastically. You've got different drive modes, and you can feel the difference. It had like an EV mode, or not an EV, like an eco mode.
Got it.
A comfort mode, and then it had a sport mode, Dad, where you did feel the difference, and you could actually see the differences in terms of your range go down. Right, you know, if you put a little bit more oomph to the electric motors within that. And so, overall, really impressed in that. I kind of told you I was driving this car. You were kind of impressed with the looks. It's a really good look.
Yeah, no, it's not. And I've driven one before. They work very well, like you say. And you see these driving around town. I mean, again, you start noticing different vehicles, and especially if you're looking at certain vehicles. And if we know we're driving a vehicle, I tend to pay more attention during. It's funny. When you're looking for something, you see more of them than when you're not looking for them. So, yeah, these are around. You can see them. And, again, I've driven them. And they, to your point, they work very, very well. Now, I want to add this in really quick, too, before, because folks are thinking about doing some things. We've talked about this in the program. I've already done this today when it comes to some of the different credits and things that are out there. There's also right now, currently, 0-48-month financing on that particular unit. So that might be something else to think about if you're looking to do an upgrade on a new car. And we talked about this a little bit last week, Richard, too, comparing this without any credit. So after the September 30th deadline, this compared to other sedans, it frankly is right in the ballpark. If you look at how another sedan like this would be equipped on the gas engine counterpart, there's not a lot of price difference. It's about $5,000 is all.
You are correct, Dad, and when you get the value that it brings and all of the apportionments, and we don't want to sit here and bore everyone with, you know, kind of everything that it can give you, but, you know, you've got a heated steering wheel, for example. You've got dual auto temperature control, rain sensing wipers. I think this one also had some heated and ventilated seats, and so you get a lot of creature comforts on this vehicle, Dad, a lot of storage, which is nice. The back end, again, it is a sedan, but I felt like it had ample storage in the trunk space of this car, which was fantastic. But I would encourage folks that if you are in the market for that sedan, and I would consider it more on the luxurious side of things.
I would,
that
is absolutely.
Especially with the looks of it and how it's drive. I actually got a neighbor that drives one of this, and he loves it, and it's a fantastic car for him. And so, like you said, that we can't speak to every circumstance, situation, and people may be listening to this review later on. But we always encourage people, get out, test drive these vehicles if you can, whether it's this model year, again, 2025 Hyundai Ioniq 6, or a different model year. They haven't made a ton of changes since 2023. Encourage you to get out, test drive this vehicle. Let them, when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.